All day.
All night.
24 hours a day.
Thought-provoking.
Ideas sparking.
KSTP.
AM 1500.
The talk station.
This was never about money for us. It was about us against the system. That system that kills the human spirit. We stand for something. To those dead souls inching along the freeways in their metal coffins, we show them that the human spirit is still alive.
Remember the last picture show? That was the last shout. What we've been doing for 5 years, proving the indomitability of the human spirit and slacking off every now and then. Infotaining you, folks of the Twin Cities, Bob's Radio Basics, KSTP, the talk station. Almost heard Sin's a Good Man's Brother from Grand Funk there during ABC News. Got plenty of time now between 2 o'clock. But I take it back. You and Don Vogel did that when? Last weekend or the couple
last
weekends
weekend
before
for
that?
For about 10 minutes, maybe, oh, by never, accident.
Never mind.
No, that's quite all right.
I notice also that you recognize the name of that product, Replens. I did a taped commercial for Replens about a year ago.
I've heard rumors about that.
I had to think all kinds of morbid things to keep myself from laughing reading that copy.
Can't believe anybody would have to use it.
Six-count box.
Should be my middle name. Kenny Replens, Soul Man Olsen.
Six-count box, $9.99.
He'll make you moist. Oh, God.
And then after intimacy, you can light up one of these gay cigarettes.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
You know the old lore about Marlboros that you make, that they make you sterile? Will this cigarette... Well, will it? Cigarette manufacturers have been in hot water in the past for targeting certain groups such as African-Americans, low-income women. And then there was that low-income African-American women's cigarette. I forget the name of it. Now there's word that Philip Morris plans to advertise in a publication called Genre, a magazine for gay men. This should be a reminder to you, please, to renew our subscription. Since I don't get People magazine here at the station anymore, the least you can do is give me a subscription to Genre. Ads for the company's Benson & Hedges Special Kings will appear in 2 fall issues. Doggone it, I wish it didn't have a name. That'd be a great idea for a top 10 list. Names for the cigarette that they're targeting for the gay community. Well, since you hold a cigarette usually between the index and the middle finger, you could call it Two Fingers Cigarette. Or sometimes you cup it, right? You know, you cup it. You don't want anybody to see you smoking like mm-hmm. like Jim Leyland of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the dugout like he's fooling somebody,
the
right?
The way we did in Nam.
Maybe fist cigarette or fist light.
Suck on this would be the selling one.
There you go. I can see it on a billboard now. Are they still allowed to? Well, sure they are, because I saw a Bucks filter cigarettes advertised on billboard on Highway 36 East not long
it's
ago.
It's okay as long as it's not in the Metrodome. Mm-hmm. Nothing is legal in the Metrodome.
Benson & Hedges Special Kings. That was another part of the lore that gay guys like Benson & Hedges. Well, what would lesbians smoke? Would they also smoke this, or would they smoke something a little stronger?
Oh, I think like a fine Cuban camel, cigar camels. Would be fine for them.
Something rolled on the thighs of 14-year-old Panamanian women.
Yeah.
A Philip Morris spokeswoman says the cigarette is not being aimed only at gays. She says the same ads will run in nearly 60 magazines, including some for heterosexual men, such as Playboy and Penthouse. A spokesman for Genre. I've never seen Genre. I've seen Bronk, and I've seen Blue Boy, and I've seen Fire, and I've seen Rain.
I've seen Sunny Days, I thought would
never
end.
A spokesman for Genre says it's something to celebrate. In his words... We're not being excluded any longer. We've come a long way, baby.
Baby.
All right, heck with it. I'm going to do it anyway. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Aha.
Number 10, two fingers. Number 9, fist. Only 8 more to go. I have my top 10 list made up. That'd be kind of neat, though. Brought to you by Benson & Hedges Special Kings for the queen in your life. Kings for the queens. Yeah, I don't I don't cut into that type of terminology. That's not like me. I apologize. But they really should have left the Kings part off, because that's going to beg for that kind of attention for people with really, for the really xenophobic types. Folks who can't stand to be around anything foreign to their experience. And it'll be interesting to see whether this move is on the commercial front and this country is protested the way the Power Master malt liquor deal was protested. And cigarettes are bad for you anyway. Jerry Garcia has now finally admitted that cigarettes have taken their toll, and supposedly he's quitting.
God, what
hey, listen, if he quits, toll? If he quits, you and I can go. I shouldn't be smoking anyway because of this inverted esophageal ridge of mine, which, according to my otolaryngologist, is due to stress. Jerry Garcia. Gonna quit smoking.
I think you've been seeing a psychiatrist. You're just afraid to admit to it on the air.
I kind of envy Russell Lund. It'd be neat when you have that kind of disposable cash, that kind
turn yourself in.
Mad money that you, you need a rest, and you just slap that Discover card on the counter at a psychiatric hospital and just... And you just take a couple of days, stack of magazines. I got a stack of magazines this high that I need to go through. I wish I hadn't burned off all that vacation. I'd love to take about a week and just do some reading. Come back to work, refreshed, reinvigorated, reinformed. Grateful Dead has had to cancel 18 more concerts because Jerry's under the weather.
Why don't they just
I'll tell you
quit.
What, he was,
just
hell when he was well. He could drive and freebase at the same time. Had a little Coke Bowl caddy there, just this side of the gear shift knob where he'd place that baby.
And kit there.
Yeah. Yep. Drove a Beamer, matter of fact. I don't mean to be name-dropping here, and I'm not inventing things out of thin air. He used to drive a Beamer, and it must have been one of those wide-berth Beamers, maybe a 5 or 7 series. I love the 6 series. The 633 CSI was a beautiful car. They shouldn't have stopped making it, but it had to have been one of those wide berth Beamers. I can't see him being able to do that in the old 318.
Had the little auto freebase kit there and the hump in the middle.
Yeah.
Drink holder.
You'd look up at that inboard, or what do we call it, onboard computer, the little lights up there on the roof. Wow, I need washer fluid. Wow.
I need a new Sterno can. Whoa.
Two little red lights on would look like 20 little red lights.
I need a new spoon to bend.
He has some lung disease. And you're right. I don't know that he ever did any coke. I'm sure he didn't. But who was the guy who used to bend the spoons? Uri Geller? He could have some fun at some parties out L.A. way. Maybe a Don Henley party or a Jerry Brown party or something like this. Watch this.
Oh, no, it's all in my lap. Oh, no, what happened? It was almost to my nose, and now it's in my lap. Oh.
I think when they use a spoon, they...
I'm going to send you my cleaning bill, Don.
It's in the spoon that's used for the needle.
The least you can do is give me a sturdy spoon.
Jerry Garcia has some kind of lung disease and a slightly enlarged heart, which his doctor blamed on exhaustion, poor diet, and cigarettes. Yeah, but does he have an inverted esophageal ridge? That's what I want to know. The good news for loyal deadheads is that the 50-year-old rocker will quit smoking. What's he smoking about anyway? Oh, what's he got to be nervous about? He's a lord. He's landed gentry. He's got more money than he knows what to do with.
Got a lot of investments, Bob.
He is recovering at home. No, that's the wrong thing to do. Don't let the guy... Don't put him on the honor system. Put him in a hospital. Put him in a semi-private room with Russell Lund.
Seen how the dollar's faring overseas? It's driving him nuts. Mm-hmm.
What was the alleged murder weapon? Would you happen to know in the Lund case?
I mean, what model?
Would it have been a Glock by any chance?
It was a gun.
Did you see the item about the Glock? They're misfiring now, so the police are going to divest themselves of them.
Was
hey,
not a
Glock. Why not turn about being fair play? Why not sell them back to the public the way the public sold them guns? I'd pay $50 for a Glock right now. That way, when I commit suicide, there's a chance it'll just misfire and it'll wind up looking in medical annals like a major league play for attention. The Glocks are misfiring. All the cops I know, they have them stuck back in their pants and stuff, or their hip pocket or something. I'm surprised somebody hasn't gotten their butt shot off.
A Glock isn't the one they carry in their boot.
The Glock's a little one.
It's not the plant, is it? Is that the plant gun? The gun they use after they've killed somebody to lay next to the body?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's... It ought to be more affordable than ever. Sell them back to the public. $50 a pop. They've been ordered to stop using them in Minneapolis. They've been testing them. Guns have misfired twice during practice. Late in July, a round misfired on a police firing range, blowing hot gas out of the 9mm pistol's ejector port. The injury to the shooter's hand was not serious, but according to Chief Locks, misfired weapons can cause people to lose fingers or have eye damage. So I think they're gonna give them up. Glock Company offered 60 guns for a year's trial. What are they gonna do with them? Melt them down the way they did the guns that were turned in during the big handgun celebration on that side of the river within the past 6 months to a year or so?
Maybe they'll turn them into St. Paul and go to a football game or a Twins game for free?
Sell them back to the public. I mean, but I don't mean anybody. I mean, you know, clean-shaven, well-dressed people. You know, not people who at least on the surface look like they might use them only to defend themselves or their property. St. Paul police have used Glock semi-automatics for more than 5 years without misfires. But then again, the department uses only factory cartridges. Think any of those guys smoke Benson and Hedges Special Kings? I don't think so. These are real men waving Glocks. You got it? Let's go to Tom. Tom? All right. Notice I just said Tom. I didn't say hello. Hello and hello.
He had a guess.
Joe proved my point, didn't he, in the last 5 minutes of the show. Everybody bailed on it. Hello. Hello.
And
hello.
Hello.
Hello and hello. Aren't you relieved that all 15 lines, we have capability for 15 lines of caller control. Can you hear 15 hellos?
Hello.
That would be about as
caller.
Be about as boring as that speech Dan hello. Quayle gave 4 years ago. They were making fun of Dukakis, something having to do with the Belgian endive. Some more of that negative campaigning. And Quayle held up this endive and just kind of, you know, pivoted around so everyone could see it. And 8 times in a row, he said the word endive.
Hello. Hello. Caller.
Endive.
You're next.
Endive.
And
Endive.
Endive.
Captain Mick.
Bob Yates, how are you?
How are you, sir? Couldn't be better.
Good. I feel like Catherine today.
Hmm?
I feel like Catherine today, the caller that you have there. I'm just calling because I'm bored.
You're kidding.
No.
You're a Somerset Country Club member. How could you be bored?
Because I can't leave my house.
You must have already gotten your round in today.
No, I didn't. You know, I haven't played in like a week.
Folks, Captain Mick was my caddy for the big first annual BRB Golf Challenge.
93X truck going by here. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Horrible.
Yeah, hold the
parade going by right now.
Hold the phone out there. Maybe I can name it and claim it. Play me 3 or 4 seconds of that heavy metal top 40 song that the KQ commercial claims is all they play. Maybe I can name it.
Okay, by Skidmark.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hard to believe that commercial is playing in about 20 major markets.
Yes, it is.
But people here think that it's tailor-made for this one radio station. I guess in every radio market around the country, there's a so-called classic rock station that is head and shoulders above a heavy metal type station, but they still want all of the audience, so they run that TV commercial.
That's true. That's true. I don't understand it. I really wish they'd turn that music down. It's horrible.
Oh, my God. Captain Mick, speaking of golf.
Yes.
I think I just saw Tom Kite hit somebody on the golf course.
Really?
He was on the tee, and he just swung, and he just clocked somebody,
uh-huh.
a spectator. You know, they're very trusting of professional golfers. They think, he's not going to hit it over here.
Right.
So everybody lines up according to the marshal's plan for their, you know, configuration. And he did. He hit somebody, hit it right into the crowd, pulled that drive, and low and on a line, must have had it teed really low.
Now, what's the ruling on that?
I don't know. I suppose it wherever it bounced, he hit from there, laying one. You know, it was his second shot.
Would you suppose they make mention of that in the PGA golf rules, like if you hit a spectator?
Oh, you think it'd be on the scorecard?
No, I don't think so, but I'm saying in the rules.
Yeah, and, which are usually on the scorecard, right?
Yeah, well, they usually have clubs. Exceptions on the scorecard.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty exotic possibility.
Yes, it would.
On the PGA Tour hitting a person. But it must have hit a group of people, because, I mean, he hit it right into the gallery.
Do we have any injured people there?
They didn't show it. They just showed his downswing and then his reaction, which was he was just kind of cowering there as
right.
if he were one of them. And he cowering and grimacing. Had to be pretty embarrassing for a guy who won the U.S. Open this year.
Well, it'd be better than being hit by lightning, I guess.
Yeah, better them than me.
As we witnessed on our
yes.
tournament last year.
This is true. Well, how have you been?
I've been well. How have you been hitting?
I can't believe you're not out of the house today, at least.
Well, I know. There's this parade going by, and it's there's not much I can do.
Well,
helpless.
Don't take a day like today for granted. What kind of parade does it appear to be?
Basically, I think it's sponsored by the Landmark Brewery down here.
Now, the Gay Pride rally, that was like 4 or 5 weeks ago, right?
Which
so the gay and lesbian and bi and
yeah, but that was probably
bestiality pride rally.
That's probably in Minneapolis.
That was several weeks ago.
They
so you don't see anybody in
over here in St. Paul's.
You don't see anybody in that parade smoking Benson and Hedges Special Kings, do you?
No, but if I do, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm just trying to fight off the temptation each time one of those queens goes by to stand up on my roof there and say, "Take it off."
The queens of the parade.
Yeah.
All right. No, you're not in deja vu, Captain Mick.
Sadly, that's true. well, listen. Let's play some golf soon.
Great. Yeah, please give me a call.
You bet.
I could use a diversion. Bye-bye for now.
All right, later.
All right.
Bye.
By the way, he was describing that parade, it made me, I don't know, it was like I was in deja vu all over again. Wasn't that the Yogi Berra quote after he had first visited deja vu? Let's go to Steve on line two.
Hey, good afternoon. One of the most important things in that Glock article is the cheap Minneapolis police were using reloaded slugs as opposed to St. Paul, who uses real ones.
Now, I know what the real one, what the real slug is. What is a reloaded slug?
A reload is where they take the back part of the bullet that holds the powder.
Yeah.
They reload it with fresh powder, a new primer, and put a new slug on top of it.
Well, times must be hard for the force then.
Well, they use them. They contend it's cheaper for practice, but the problem is the Glock is such a precision weapon that the reloads are somewhat distorted, so they jam up.
Ah.
That's the problem. They're going to take them back and look at them for
Why,
that reason.
Don't they resize them before they reload them?
Well, they do. The machine does it, but the Glock's a real tight precision because it's made with fiberglass and high molds.
Yeah.
So it you can't be a little bit off. It'll jam up on them.
But a Glock with a decent slug will work the way it's supposed to.
Glock with a decent slug's a very nice weapon.
Well, that's what I need to do then. If I do decide to commit suicide, I'll get a reloaded slug and maybe it'll misfire.
Well, make sure you use a dum-dum slug.
I just can just get some attention that way.
You use either a dum-dum or put a nice notch in the tip of it with your knife. That'll make it explode out for you a little more.
Are you a Glock owner?
Huh?
Are you a Glock owner?
Yes, I have a couple of them.
Oh, you do? Now, why do you need two?
Well, one for me and one for my wife.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
And
hey, you wouldn't mind
to the airport together with them and get right through security.
Because
right.
they don't. Oh, very funny. They don't.
No, they go through security because they're not metal.
Well, isn't that special?
Cool.
That's the whole idea. They tried to ban them in this country.
I'm glad my air travel for the year is over.
You wouldn't mind opening your window up right now and just firing one so we could hear what it sounds like.
Give me about 10 minutes and I could probably do that.
I'll put you on hold.
The other thing, you missed your golfer. You have to play that ball where it lies. And if it took that guy in the head and played off his eyes.
Have you seen the footage yet?
Yeah, it did hit him.
Ooh,
but unfortunately, it didn't stay on the person. It bounded away.
Well, I can't imagine what shape that person is in. I mean,
it happens quite regularly on the PGA Tour.
That drive had only traveled maybe, what, 50 yards?
Yeah, if that, 45.
Wow, that had to be hot.
It was hot, I'm sure. And I'm sure it rattled around, hit two or three people, I'm sure, for whatever.
That must have felt like a Glock.
No, that would have gone right through them. I don't think I could really fire. My neighbor would not be real happy if I hit his house with one.
Well, do you have a silencer or something?
Just fire it into, like, the ceiling, then, or into a wall.
Or a watermelon. Or a watermelon, or maybe a water balloon or something.
The problem is it goes right through. You know, you're looking at a 9mm weapon. So
how about a pillow?
It'll go right through it, Bob.
That's the way a lot of people are killed in movies. The pillow is placed over their head.
That just silences the weapon a little bit, but the bullet still travels at a lot of feet per second.
Just fire it up in the air.
Give us the next best thing, then.
How about if I bring it over the station, I fire it through the wall of the station?
Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just do... give me... try and simulate the sound with your mouth.
It's sounds like your basic 9mm weapon.
How's that sound?
How does it sound?
A loud bang with a whoosh.
We'll try that, because I've never heard it.
That's how I sound during intimacy.
Here it is.
Whoosh!
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye. I think that guy had been to the mountains of boosh. If you ask me, he'd pop some tops today, and I don't blame him.
Look, there's nothing more enjoyable than on a Saturday afternoon driving around the countryside, killing a 12-pack, shooting at signs.
Really? With a Glock?
God, I wish I had a handgun.
You asked him to fire it in the air. That was pretty smart. But fire it in the air, then run back in the house.
Yeah,
fire
you know.
It straight
just,
up, then.
Just open up.
Or maybe a pumpkin or something. Fire it into a pumpkin for us or something.
I just wanted to hear it, that's all.
In other news having to do with violence, you got this 12-year-old youngster in Rochester. He's denying charges against him in connection with what police say was a gang-related shooting. Believed to be a member of the... You ready for this? You ever heard of the Royal Canadian Mounties?
Mm-hmm.
He's a member of the Royal Cambodian Bloods.
Please.
Yes, they always get their man. Let's go to Ted on line one. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Ted.
I just moved up here to the Twin Cities from Northwest Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And what you were talking about, the guns they bought.
How the hell did you get through the border check?
Funny.
They give you any trouble at customs?
No, not really.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your question?
You're not a naturalized citizen of this state, are
Kenny,
you?
Kenny, I've already apologized to him.
Only a work
Let's
permit.
Leave him alone.
But
go ahead.
Well, anyway, you're talking about the guns that they collected?
Yes.
Well, I'm fairly certain that they want to destroy all them. I came up here, and before I moved up here, I called up here to the police department to get a gun permit.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, here in the cities, they don't issue a gun permit unless you're a law enforcement officer or an armed security guard.
Mm-hmm.
And so a private citizen cannot get a permit to carry a gun for any reason, apparently.
That's some kind of communist deal, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a violation of our Second Amendment rights.
Which is the right to exercise and bear arms.
To keep and bear arms, yeah.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean to wear short sleeves. That means to bear arms. That means to have weapons for your protection.
Well, that's right. And
now, could you be talking about certain kinds of guns?
No. When they wrote the Second Amendment,
yeah,
the arms they were talking about were the military weapons of the day.
Right, that's true. Yeah, they probably never envisioned that folks would abuse the privilege over the next 200 years the way they have. It was just military stuff. It had to do with overthrowing King George, right?
Well, it's also to prevent, our government from getting out of hand.
That's true. That's true.
And, I don't know who said it, but they said, fear the government that fears your guns.
Yeah. I thought there was just I've seen the bumper sticker. And I've seen the one that says, my wife, yes, my dog, maybe, my gun, never. And they can have my gun when they pry my cold, dead fingers off the handle or something. And then, of course, if guns are outlawed,
only
outlaws will have guns.
Well,
sure, I've heard all those catchphrases.
They had riots in L.A.
Yeah.
And those rioters didn't go in and buy guns. They stole over 3,000 weapons.
Yep, that's one of your frightening byproducts, frightening side effects of the L.A. riots. Yep. Well, so what are you going to do? Where are you going to get your gun?
Well, I have a friend, and he says he can get me a Glock. For $350.
Why do you need
to? Is that a good price?
Why do you need to own one?
Price.
Is it
why do I
price?
Need one?
Yeah.
Well, I hope I never need one.
Judging from the sound of
him, I have it just in case.
Kenny, first of all, he's from Iowa, is he not?
And a friend of mine?
And Iowans are occasionally given flack. And and also, he sounds as if he's a. Are you a fairly young, slender man? You sound like a very young, slender man.
I'll be 25 this week.
You'll be 25. Would you say that you're an imposing physical presence, that you could defend yourself in hand-to-hand combat or not?
I'm 6 foot, 205 pounds.
Oh, you're kidding. I was hoping you'd say you were 5'7 and 140. My God, man, you don't need a gun.
Well, you could, three of them, and they have one.
You could take people apart with your bare hands the size you are. Are you looking for trouble? Is that it?
No. Not at all.
Well, where are you going to get your Glock now?
Well, a friend of mine says he can get it for $350.
Okay, so is this a black market Glock?
No, he says he's in the security business.
Oh, he is.
And he says he can get some discounts through his employer.
Yeah, or Soldier Fortune magazine or something like
hey,
that.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
You ever kill a guy?
Nope.
And I don't plan to start. Go ahead, say it. I don't plan to start either. I just want to be ready. Yeah. What? Where? I tell you what. What part of town are you living in right now?
I live in Midway.
You live on the Midway? Yeah. Maybe you ought to have a Glock.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
I'm sorry.
Show for money or what?
Ted. I'm sorry that he's chosen to give you the hell he's chosen to give you. I apologize for that. I wouldn't be messing with a guy who's about to buy a Glock.
Please.
You'll notice how polite I am to Ted. Well, good luck to you in getting your Glock. Why don't you wait, if you can, keep your nose clean. You know, don't establish eye contact in that part of town until around Christmas. I can just see your eyes light up, that big Glock box under the tree.
Glock box.
Oh, my birthday's this weekend.
Oh, that was keen. I mean, when you were a kid, you were, you know, waiting for your first fan or 50, you know, you ripped the paper off the package, and there it was on the long box, Fanner 50, and you open up that doggone Mattel box, and there's your first gun and stuff. I can just see you going nuts on Christ's birthday, opening up that implement of destruction.
All right! A Glock!
Point it down. Keep it pointed down, Teddy. Or you'll ruin our Yuletide.
Remember, don't point a gun at anything you don't intend on shooting. I think that's the number one
Make
rule.
Make sure it's unloaded, and then maybe your mom or your roommate or whatever will allow you, you know, when time comes to have the big Christmas feast, to put the gun there next to your plate the way they used to do in the Wild West.
Always treat your Glock as if it's loaded.
That's right.
Always.
Yep. Well, Ted, good luck to you.
Okay, thanks a
lot.
You're
about to exercise your right to bear arms. Will this be your first gun?
No. I have, two rifles and a shotgun.
But my God, man!
It'll be the only handgun.
You're 6'2" and 205 with two rifles and a shotgun, and you want a Glock. Who are you, Jack Clark? You're the Jack Clark of the munitions world.
Guns have always been, you know, something that interests me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If there are any psychologists, now let me handle the penile part here.
All right.
If there are any psychologists in the audience, you can set their minds at rest. It's not, you know, a penis thing with you. You just enjoy the. How did that guy do it? Boosh!
Hey, baby.
That's pretty good, I thought.
Hey, baby, take a look at my Glock.
Yeah. Ted, good luck to you.
Okay,
thanks for the call.
Call us
Bye-bye.
After your first successful drive-by shooting.
You helped us burn about 20 minutes there. You want a break for spots?
Mm-hmm.
Mark on line 3. The name game. Mark, bull bark, banana, banana, full fark. What does it have to do with the anagram deal with the mixing up of the letters?
Mm-hmm.
What's mine rearranged? Saint Jabberboy. I am the Jabberboy. I could do this forever, but today I got to settle for 3 o'clock. About 90 minutes left in the show proper. Not that the show by any means has been proper. The show being Bob's Radio Basics. On KSTP, the talk station, show 1339 for those scoring at home. 1339 caliber for those of you shooting at home.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Did you know that V8 has only 35 calories per serving and is rich in vitamins A and C?
Wow, I could have had a V8.
And V8 is 100% vegetable juice, so it has no fat and no cholesterol.
Well, I should have had a V8.
Instead of saying woulda, coulda, shoulda, have a V8 and feel good about yourself. It's delicious over ice. Try it and you'll say,
wow, it's never too late to have a V8.
Taking a late vacation in Florida this year? Well, Avis in Fort Myers and Naples has a great bargain for you on a General Motors or other fine car starting September 10th that's good through December 15th. But you must reserve your car before September 10th. At Avis in Fort Myers and Naples, you'll not only get great cars like the Chevrolet Corsica, the Chevrolet Lumina, and the stylish Buick Regal, you'll get great, unbeatable, we try harder service and low competitive rates. So call Avis now at 1-800-331-1212 and reserve your vacation car for Fort Myers or Naples at rates that will leave you extra money for that most important vacation activity, shopping. Yes, Florida will still have bargains after the summer's gone, and Avis in Fort Myers and Naples will have one that's too good to miss. Call before September 10th and reserve your car for any time between September 10th and December 15th and enjoy money-saving rates. Ask for rate code 5Q. Ride in style. Ride with Avis. Call Avis at 1-800-331-1212. Ask for rate code 5Q. Avis features GM cars like the Buick Regal.
You can count on me. You can count on me. You can always count on Sears for selection, convenience, and satisfaction. Now there's a new Sears store in your area, offering an even wider selection of your favorite brands in every department, including Reebok, Sony, Levi's, not to mention Kenmore, Craftsman, and Die Hard. The new Sears also features an updated apparel department with more contemporary styles and vibrant colors than ever, all at affordable prices. But one thing never changes. Everything we sell is backed by our policy. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So check out the new Sears.
Sears' newest store is now open in Bloomington's Mall of America. And this Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th, Don DeMont, who plays Brad on The Young and the Restless, will be there from 12 noon till 4 p.m. Plus, the first 500 customers in the store will receive a $10 merchandise certificate. That's the new Sears this weekend.
You can count on me. Sears Roebuck and Company.
AM 1500, KSTP.
We interrupt this program for more big news from the Oshman Super Sports Network. America's largest sporting goods store is now open in America's largest mall. It's the grand opening of Oshman Super Sports USA, now in Mall of America. Here's more.
I'm here inside America's number one fun store for the biggest grand opening sale ever. This place is bigger than the Metrodome. Oshman Super Sports is more than a sporting goods store. It's a sports event. What a sale. Thousands of prizes and giveaways. An all-star celebrity lineup. And wait till you see the savings on America's biggest selection of name brand sporting goods. Now at Oshman Super Sports and Mall of America.
At Oshman Super Sports USA, you can try out the latest sports equipment before you buy it right in the store. One store has all the fun. One store has all the savings. The grand opening of Oshman Super Sports. Now at Mall of America, Level 3 West Market.
Saturday, see U.S. Aerobic Champ Brenda DiGraff in action at 11-1-3. Meet racquetball champ Marty Hogan from 12 to 2 and more at Oshman Super Sports.
Original gangster.
Don't turn that dial. You may miss something good. AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
I only need three more entries. I'll get a free trip to Paris. No, I'm not selling magazines. I'm talking about my top 10 list of what the cigarette aimed at gays would be titled.
Guy called up off the air, hot butts. Hot butts. Suck on this.
And I got number 10, two fingers. Because, that's where you hold your cigarette more often than not. In a very elegant way, too, I might add. I've been meaning to tell you that for many years. Number 9, fist. Because, sometimes you...
That's how I hold my cigarettes?
Well, yeah, in a very elegant way.
I hold my cigarette in an elegant way?
Yeah, I think so.
I do?
I think you do. I think you...
And you're just telling me this now that I smoke like a sissy?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Just you're a very classy-looking smoker.
Wait a minute.
Ooh, I'll tell you somebody. Listen to this. I'll tell you somebody who can smoke a cigarette. Smoke like a pro.
Yeah, but
even to the point where she will blow it. She'll do her mouthful like this and blow it out the side. And her cover is kind of blown here because she was the gal pal of young Clark Kent on Superboy for several years in syndication. Her real name is Stacey Haiduk, and she was in an R-rated movie that was on this morning at 8 o'clock. Opposite cartoons. If my kids had hit the wrong button, they would have seen Stacey Haiduk of Superboy smoking like a smokestack. David Naughton, formerly of American Werewolf in London, and Academy Award winner Bruce Davison in a movie called Lace and Steel. 8 o'clock in the morning, an R-rated movie on. Well, you got to see this woman smoke.
No.
She's Lana Lang, by the way, in Superboy, and Lana doesn't smoke. In that show, this young lady can flat smoke a cigarette.
Now, back to this here. Now, the sissy way of doing it is like if you make a peace sign, you cup the last two cigs and then put the cigarette. This is the sissy way. See, I do the open
hand. Oh, in between the knuckles.
Hand.
In between the knuckles, the lower
hand,
knuckles.
Open hand. See.
Right. Anyway, I'm not saying you look like Truman Capote, like pictures of Truman Capote smoking. Right, I'm just saying that you...
I'm very sensitive about this.
Number 10, two fingers. Number 9, fist. Number 8, gay man. You know, there's the red man chewing tobacco. Why not the gay man smoking tobacco?
See, now that's a little better than mine would have been boy. Gay boy.
I've always felt that white man chewing tobacco would go down real well. You know? Target just plain old white people for some kind of carcinogen. Number 7, how about a pack or carton of Judy's? for Judy Garland. have Judy's picture on a pack. Yeah, can I help you? A pack of Judy's, please.
Or Norma Jean's.
I want you to open up the register and give me all your money.
Sweetheart.
Pack of Judy's. Or Judy Long's. Number 6, Loafer Lights. Number 5, Dream Girls. Name for the Broadway musical, adored by many gay men. Or either Dream Girls or maybe Chorus Line. And you wouldn't have the two rows of cigarettes in the pack. You would have a little chorus line of cigarettes, like in the boxes of Rothmans, I think, or the Jetin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those foreign cigarettes, it's just one long line of cigarettes and a long, wide box. Chorus line. Number 4, Christopher Street. I think that's a very, you know, urbane kind of Greenwich Village. Got a very urbane Greenwich Village feel to that cigarette. Christopher Street. You don't read enough Village Voices to know, I guess.
I don't read them anymore.
Christopher Street, I guess, is still a big hangout. You know.
Capote's?
No, he was Upper East Side. Greenwich Village, you know,
no,
Christopher Street.
No,
as a brand.
Yeah.
Now,
Lawrence?
See, he, no. And number 3, Hot Butts.
Gerbils?
All right. Yeah, I knew you'd take something fairly PG-rated and turn it into something out of the movie Caligula.
That's why I work here.
Should have known better. Or how about a pack of Glocks? Call them Glocks just for a second. Heaters. Let's go to Mark on line 3. Mark?
Hey, hello.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Not bad. How are you doing?
Okay.
I just creamed a schoolyard of children with my Glock. I was cleaning the thing.
Oh, you don't. Hello.
Mark.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry, Kenny, because...
I didn't realize you were on this morning.
He was,
Mark, are you being an idiot?
Most of the time.
All right.
Yes.
I'll hang up now. You guys go back about your business.
Okay.
Please, those of us who have children don't like to hear jokes made about that kind of thing.
It was a mistake. I was trying to sell them crack.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to congratulate you on the golf challenge? I had a great time.
Oh, you were there?
I was there.
All right. Were you there with that really leggy, spokesmodel-looking woman with the tattoo on her ankle?
On her ankle. I noticed her.
Yeah.
In
the cutoffs?
I was the obnoxious guy with the Kodak Eastman who snapped one of Kenny on the 7th.
Oh, sure. You weren't obnoxious. You weren't nearly as obnoxious as some other people I could probably name if I knew their names. I would name them now. People who trailed us off the course after the round and got a free meal out of the deal.
No, I thought Ken was going to slug me one, so I kept it cool.
Right.
I have a new name for the cup-handed cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the target hand special,
mm-hmm.
referring to the target center, which one is not permitted to smoke in.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, what is this deal about a lot of smoking being done in the Mall of America? Is that true?
No idea.
You don't?
Couldn't go there. Couldn't make myself.
Yeah.
No.
I'll tell you somebody else who thought they were fooling the world. Hank Aaron could flat light up a heater in the dugout, and millions of young Americans' hearts just sank, I'm sure, when they saw Hank Aaron smoking one time. Now we know why he went into a lope rather than a trot during all those home runs. He was anxious to get back to the dugout, get one fired up.
It's tough. You got to do it. You can't run with one because the ashes will hit you in the eyes.
One of these days we'll come up with a top 10 list smoker Hall of Fame in the baseball world because... Jim Leland would belong there, and so would Hank Aaron. And it was either Doug or Dave Rader. Daryl Knowles of the A's used to pound him. Mark Portugal, now of the Oilers, formerly of the Twins, would smoke a pack at a stoplight. There ought to be a smoker baseball player Hall of Fame.
Herbeck?
Herbeck smokes? Well, I'm assuming he does.
Still smoke?
Yeah. I'll tell you something. Listen to this. It was after one of those Super Bowls that the Steelers won. Back in the mid to late 70s, they had a fixed camera position there in the locker room. Some guys filed in, went right for the trophy. Others went for the champagne and the cigars. And there was Terry Hanratty in the waning days of his career. His was a locker in the background, and you could see him still in his football uniform. The first thing he reached for was the red box, the little red box. And out came the bud, and he fired it up, and it was pretty funny.
Walking around with
Isn't it amazing the things we retain?
He
was
uniform?
In his pads, walking around in a football uniform, smoking a cigarette. That had to look like a monkey making love to a football.
More credit to him, you know? I mean, if you can run like that with your lungs just burning up.
I don't know whether he knew he was on camera. He probably didn't know, but, yeah, you could see him back in that fuzzy background. You could see him firing one up, sitting there with his... with his elbows on his thigh pads and just a very contemplative puffing of the cigarette.
wanted to get back to the more cryptic name game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book called The Memory Book by Harry Lorenz and Jerry Lucas.
Yeah, Jerry Lucas, very successful with that after his basketball playing days.
Exactly. And Jerry says what he does is, even as a child with words, he's always arranged the letters alphabetically and memorized the word.
Yeah, he's a savant where that goes.
Is, if you haven't picked the book up.
Yeah.
So,
he used to go on the Tonight Show, and they would give him a word, you know, any kind of word, and he would rearrange it right there.
And he'd name the audience, the whole 300-person audience.
Oh, because he could remember all of their names.
Exactly.
That's just incredible. I'd love to know what kind of grades he made at Ohio State back in the back in the early 60s. No need to cram for exams when you got a memory like that.
It isn't tough, really. The way he does it isn't too tough.
Yeah. Well,
so just wanted to let you know.
I'm glad you did. Thanks.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye. Let's go to Tom on line one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Are you still looking for some Grand Funk?
Which LP you got in front of you?
I got that red one.
Are these out on CD yet?
I don't know.
Boy, CD to me would really point up the technological shortcomings of that age in getting a band like Grand Funk onto vinyl.
Well, this is the first time I've listened to this for years, and I put it on and some of the sounds are so crude, if nothing else.
They are, yeah. It's, you know, hindsight being 2020, it's just tough to imagine us riding around in our Mustangs listening to that stuff.
Oh, crank, too.
Yeah. How about, what is the song after Sin's a Good Man's Brother?
That's not on this record.
Oh, which one do you have?
It's a red one that just says Grand Funk, and you open it up, and there's a picture of all three of them. You know,
yeah. Name me some of the tunes.
Okay, there's Got This Thing on the Move, Please Don't Worry, Highfalutin' Woman, Mr. Limousine Driver, In Need, and then on side two, it's Winter in My Soul, Paranoid, and then Inside Looking Out.
Huh. Look at the bottom of the back side of the LP. Tell me what year. See if it has the date there. Because that sounds like one of the later efforts.
I don't see a date here.
You don't see a year?
No.
That doesn't sound like the first two LPs that I'm so enamored of.
Yeah, there's one I was looking for. It starts out, Johnny, Get Your Gun, Boy. Or...
Those titles don't sound familiar to me.
Oh, you'll recognize this one, I'm sure, when you hear it.
All right, let me hear a little of it then.
This is Inside Looking Out.
Inside Looking Out. 148, 12 before 1. How many more breaks do we have to get out of the way before the top of the hour? Okay. Instead of telling me how many breaks we have to get out of the way, Kenny screams, "Oh, my God." Yeah, now this does bring back some memories. Best I Can. Sure. Surround Me. Yeah. Sympathy. Now here's where it kicks in. Oh, baby. Loving. All right.
This is how Grand Funk Railroad should be listened to.
Here comes Don now. Listen to him. Hit these drums. Boom, doom, 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 doom. Yeah, I take it back. Well, that does it. I'm sorry. That does it. I'm stopping by Music Land on the way home.
Or
Great American Music over there on Beam Avenue, and I'm going
to
pick up.
Forced to listen to him on Monday morning at 5:30.
I'm getting closer to my home.
Please.
Hey, Tom, thanks. Appreciate it. Tom, thanks.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, Tom. Mark Farner, who's making a comeback with a businessman's hairstyle. Must have a weave going, some kind of weave or transplant going, because I'm telling you that by the end of Grand Funk's, by the end of the road, I think he was down to three hairs, and they were about half as long as they were before.
How about a belly?
With the split ends.
Does he got a belly working for him?
Oh, I can't believe that muscular little, that short, stout man would have let himself go. He could flat belt out a tune. When we come back, as many of these callers as we can accommodate, Chris, Martin, David, and Dave. David on line 4 has something to say about the Gay Smokes, so we'll take him first when we come back. 150-10 before 2BRB KSTP, the talk station.
Oh, hey, weather. Mostly sunny today. Middle 70s for a high.
Fair tonight, low in the mid-50s, mostly sunny, a bit warmer tomorrow, near 80. Clear 70 now, BRB, back after these.
Ace is the place to get the job done right.
Right now, your Ace Help for Hardware folks are having a really big dollar day sale. Just $1 buys you all kinds of great stuff, like disinfectant, furniture polish, bathroom cleaner, hangers, six-foot extension cords, even Post-it notepads. Look for Ace Really Big Dollar Day Sale Circular at participating independent Ace hardware stores while supplies last. Hey, Ace is the place for you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Right now at Value Right, you'll find smart buys store-wide during our big back-to-school sale. For example, you won't see a better price than ours on assorted Murine eye drop products. Shop participating pharmacies for regular Murine or Murine Plus in the half-ounce size for just $2.39. Or the half-ounce clear eyes for just $2.09. Use only as directed. Just one more reason you can't go wrong at Value Right. You'll find us in the Yellow Pages.
Right now, Minor Ford is offering some 1992 low-mileage rental vehicles at very affordable lease rates. Each vehicle features low mileage and is loaded with options including power and air. Lease a 1992 Tempo for only $199.99 per month plus tax on a 36-month lease. Lease a 1992 T-Bird for only $296.32 plus tax per month on a 36-month lease. Or choose a sleek Aerostar van for only $315.11 per month plus tax on a 36-month lease. These special lease offers are available from Minor Ford. To inquire about any of the 40 low-mileage rental vehicles available at these attractive lease rates, call Mark Dyer at Minor Ford, 633-9010. Or stop by Minor Ford at 694 and Silver Lake Road in New Brighton.
Nothing could be finer than to buy your car from Minor. Hey, come on into Minor Ford.
AM 1500, KSTP.
Russell Hitchcock, lead singer of Air Supply.
Swear that you're always, always gonna love me. Swear to your heart.
The Hoff Jewelry Company is unlike other jewelers. In fact, you can see Hoff's own master goldsmiths working right in the stores, casting gold and setting fine gems directly imported from around the world. And now, the Hoff Jewelry Company invites you to join them in celebrating their two new and exciting Hoff locations.
I'm Steve Hoff, president of the Hoff Jewelry Company. We've redesigned our Maplewood Mall location, plus now we're in Rosedale Mall next to Dayton's. Just a few of Hoff's grand opening specials include a pair of unbelievably priced genuine diamond earrings for only $9.99, plus an exquisite full carat diamond tennis bracelet in solid gold for only $499. Prices are good in all four Hoff locations, so join us for Hoff's grand opening celebration.
The Hoff Jewelry Company, with four convenient mall locations in Maplewood, Northdown, Burnsville, and now Rosedale, upper level next to Dayton's.
The Hoff Jewelry Company is the diamond specialist you can trust.
You suffer the distressing symptoms of menopause, or if you know someone who does, listen closely. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, medical doctor and nutritionist with good news for women over 40. There's a new all-natural product that helps ease the physical discomfort and emotional distress of menopause. It's called Rejuvex. Rejuvex is based on the latest nutritional studies linking magnesium deficiency to the onset of menopausal symptoms. During menopause, estrogen is greatly diminished, affecting the delicate balance of magnesium and other important vitamins and minerals. These nutritional imbalances often result in hot flashes, night sweats, and other sudden debilitating symptoms. One Rejuvex caplet daily restores nutrient balance and provides the optimum magnesium dosage to help avoid osteoporosis and heart disease. Rejuvex, relief and health protection without side effects for women in menopause.
From the people who bring you Ginsana. At Rite Aid, Osco Savon, GNC, Revco, Eckert, Thrifty, K&B, Genovese, Mayer, Brooks. For a free brochure, call 800-446-7262. 800-446-7262.
Only two more commercials to go, and Bob will be right back.
Lunch is not the time to be extravagant.
Nope. Say you have a budget.
I have a budget.
Say you have 60 minutes and $6 budgeted for lunch.
Say you prefer not to indulge in trays, heat lamps, and other fast food paraphernalia.
For you?
There's Friday's Fast and Frugal Lunch.
Deliciously prepared food.
Served fast.
Over 25 menu items. Under $6.
A bunch under $5.
At participating Fridays.
Friday's Fast and Frugal Lunch.
The more fun alternative to lunch in a bag.
On a desk.
On a dashboard.
Everyone looks forward to Friday.
Alan, Ray, gotta talk to you about this friends and family thing. Call me, man.
Alan, dear, it's Mother. That person you gave our number to called about leaving AT&T for MCI and hassled us about this friends and family plan.
Alan, Doug, about this friends and family...
At AT&T, your family and friends are your business. Keeping you connected to them is ours.
It's Gail. Some MCI sales guy called and said you gave him my number. Thanks a lot.
So if anyone calls to get you to switch, you can simply say,
oh, it's just not worth it.
Upsetting the aesthetic apple cart. AM 1500 KSTP. The talk station.
I wouldn't allow that. 1:55, 5 before 2. This just in, for those of you who consider yourself, as I do, no friend of Mr. Squatty Towelhead Body, Jordan's King Hussein, one of the bad guys in the Persian Gulf crisis. He has been hospitalized for bleeding in the urinary passages.
Yow!
He is wearing it out.
Yow!
That's what happens. You marry these lusty American babes right out of Yale. Yep, but he is in a good and stable health condition. He is 56 years of age, and they told him this will happen. And of course, he probably said, ah, come on, if she dies, she dies.
Mm.
Lisa Hallaby. So it's true. David, line 4, hello. David is gone. Woody Allen, by the way, is suing Mia for custody of the birth child, the biological child the two of them share, and then the two adoptive children, which came into the relationship while they were together.
How in the world?
The child they had together is named Satchel, after Satchel Paige. I don't know how old Satchel is, but I hope Satchel is old enough to be able to distinguish one from the other and which one he wants to go with. And if I were he, I would say, okay, which one of you name me Satchel, because I want to go with the other one. Go to Martin. Hello?
Howdy.
Martin.
See, I tried to think of a way to tie this in with the cigarette thing, but there's really nothing congruent with it. But
yeah.
It was a little story about I don't want to be stereotypical, but guys in big trucks.
Yeah.
And, imagine this. I'm sitting at a stoplight, and there are two lanes at the stoplight. When you cross the intersection, then it merges into one lane.
Yeah.
And I was in the correct lane, and I was in the smaller car.
Yeah.
And this guy was in a big truck. It was a brand-new truck, and we were both looking at each other. And for some reason, I just wanted to get across the intersection before this guy. It's just one of those things that when you see these guys in big trucks,
right,
you just feel like, you want to go a little faster than them.
Okay.
And so we pull across the intersection, and, of course, as much as I wanted to go faster than him, I couldn't because he had a big truck. And when we got to the next stoplight, that there were two lanes, he rolled down his window. And I didn't expect this from anybody that was being in a big truck. Like I say, I didn't want to be stereotypical, but I imagine these guys to be, country type guys that
hillbillies, inbreds.
Yeah,
right.
These type of guys that they buy a big truck for a certain
lovers
reason.
Of sheep,
subhumans, cavemen, Neanderthals,
slobs.
So we pull up to the next stoplight. The guy rolls down his window, and this is the most profound thing I've ever heard. He says, "Ambition doesn't make up for a big engine."
Do me a favor, call the Joke-a-phone with that on Monday morning.
Oh, come on now, it's a little...
You tried your best. Yeah, how about this? David Duke voters.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I wanted to ask if you could explain this to me.
Yeah.
The seven-second delay. Explain the seven-second delay to me.
Well, what you're hearing right now, what the other folks are hearing right now, happened 7 seconds ago.
Okay. And okay.
So you and I are 7 seconds ahead of the folks at home.
Well, that's a good feeling, actually.
If there's some kind of national emergency, we'll know about it 7 seconds before everybody else.
Well, I'll keep my radio on then.
All right, do that.
Have a good day, fellas.
Thanks, bud. We got Tom, Chris, and Dave. If Tom, Chris, and Dave would be so kind as to hold for the next 5 minutes, I promise you we'll get to you right from the get-go, past ABC News at 2:05. Tom will be at the plate. You can go ahead and step to the plate. As if he just made the great play that ended the last inning. How many times have you seen that where a guy makes a great play and he's first at bat? Great play in the field, you know what I'm saying? And then Chris will be in the on-deck circle, rubbing pine tar on his or her bat, maybe putting that donut on the bat, what have you. And then Dave will be in the dugout selecting a bat and sharing a weed with manager Jim Leyland. KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station. Bob's Radio Basics on a Saturday. Glad to have you with us. Paul Harvey follows at 3, Paul Brand at 3:15. Here's ABC right now. It's 2 o'clock. Talk to you in 5 minutes.
From ABC News, I'm Catherine Smith. The latest round of talks to bring peace to what was Yugoslavia broke down this morning in Brussels. The Bosnian president refused to meet with the leader of the Serbs. At the United Nations headquarters in New York... shouting Serbs for Peace. About 200 American Serbs rallied for the end of killing in their homeland. There are reports of renewed fighting today around the Bosnian city of Garajda. Sarajevo Radio issued an urgent appeal for help, saying Serb forces were shelling the city with tanks, mortars, and artillery. A United Nations convoy carrying 46 tons of relief supplies made it safely to Garajda just before the guns opened up. In Split, Croatia, tons of medical supplies arrived from the United States, complements of the group AmeriCares. ABC's Chuck Sievertson watched as American relief workers delivered the supplies to refugees forced from their homes in Bosnia.
The most memorable scene was volunteer nurses from AmeriCares, the relief organization, comforting refugees and listening to their stories. Children gathered round, silent, polite, with expressions that could have said, "What's to become of us?" Their mothers wept, and so did the nurses.
A grim prediction from the interim president of Somalia. He says his people face extinction unless the world helps. The U.S. is pledging to send 145,000 tons of food and medical supplies to add to the U.N. airlift already underway. But relief workers in Somalia say up to half of the supplies are being looted by bandits and rebels. Now this.